This message you're about to listen to was recorded live at the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Fountain of Life Parish, December Farms Road, that's K Bus Stop, Agbara Lusada Road, Ogun State. Be blessed as you listen.
And worship, oh glorious God. Father, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name because you are the all-glorious God. We lay down our crown, worshiping you in exchange for what only you can do in your glory. Father, this evening, even as we look at your word and pray, glorify your name. Father, beyond our expectations, answer us this evening. And let your name alone be glorified. In the name of God the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. This evening, we want to look at the topic, the key of the house of David. The key of the house of David. Luke chapter 21. Verse 13 to 15. Luke 21, from verse 13 to 15. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Set to it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. In the name that is above every other name, the name of Jesus, the words of your mouth will become keys that open doors in the name of Jesus. Jesus, the son of David, was the one who said those things in Luke 21, verse 13 to 15 that I just read. Maybe I should read it again. He said, and it shall turn to you for a testimony. Set to it therefore in your heart, not to meditate before what ye shall answer. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. Praise the Lord. We are talking about the key of the house of David. And there are certain words we need to understand. Key. That belongs to the house of David. Praise the Lord. A key is anything that we can use to unlock a door so that we can have access. Praise the Lord. In the realm of the spirit, whatever a man has that if he puts into use can make what should not ordinarily happen is a key. Whatever a man can do that can make doors to open is a key. Praise the Lord. And Jesus was saying in the scripture we just read that he will give you a mouth and wisdom. That if you get to the door of your breakthrough and you speak with the words God has put in your mouth and wisdom comes out, that your word becomes a key and it will open. In the name of Jesus, as from tonight, the words of your mouth begins to open doors in the name of Jesus. David, the man that was mentioned in that topic, the key of the house of David, what is special about him? What is special about him? Why are we talking about the key of the house of David and not the key of the house of Oladimeji? Praise the Lord. In Psalm 89, verse 3 to 4, the Bible says, God speaking concerning David, He said, I've made a covenant with my choosing. I have sworn unto David my servant, thy seed will I establish forever, and build up thy throne to all generations. Praise the Lord. David is a covenanted child of God. Praise the Lord. And that is why the house of David was divinely appointed to be the lineage through which Jesus will come to this world. Praise the Lord. In Psalm 79, if you read verse 20 to 23, God speaking concerning David. He said, I found David my servant. With my holy oil have I anointed him. He said, with whom my hand shall be established. My arm shall also strengthen him. He says, the enemy shall not exert upon him, nor the son of wickedness afflict him. And I will beat down his foes before his face, and pluck them that hate him. This David that God decided to name the key that opened doors after as the key of the house of David is the same one God is talking about. He said, I have found David my servant. God found him. And with my holy oil have I anointed him. God anointed him. And God said, my hand will be established over him. Meaning the hand of God will rest mightily upon him. Tonight, the hand of God will rest upon you mightily in the name of Jesus. He said, my hand will also strengthen him. The hand of God will strengthen you. He now said, the enemy will not be able to exert upon him. Meaning the enemy will not be able to enforce his own will over David. And he said, he will beat down his enemies before him. Praise the Lord. With that, you should know that there's something special about David. Praise the Lord. That is why somebody here, that Davidic anointing and covenant will begin to work in your life. In the name of Jesus. And when you begin to enjoy what the lineage of David has enjoyed, and as now provisioned by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, then you have a reason to decree, according to Proverbs 26 verse 27, that whosoever diggeth a pit shall fall therein, and he that rolleth a stone, it shall return upon it. Praise the Lord. Meaning that as God has promised David that the enemy will not be able to prevail over him, concerning you too, because you are receiving the key of the house of David, as from tonight, every weapon of darkness fashioned against you return back to sender. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, this David, if you now look at Isaiah 22, verse 22 to 23, where God spoke concerning the key of the house of David being given to us who are believers, who have joined the lineage of David by faith through Jesus. The Bible says in Isaiah 22, verse 22 to 23, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder, so that he shall open and none shall shut, and he shall shut and none shall open, and I will fasten him as a nail in a sure place, and he shall be for a glorious throne to his father's house. Praise the Lord. God was saying, and the key of the house of David will I lay upon his shoulder. Whose shoulder? Whose shoulder was God talking about? Jesus. Jesus. Prophet Isaiah here was prophesying about Jesus, the son of David, who will come and God will give him the key that he has promised the house of David, which is the key of salvation, the key of healing, the key of miracles, signs and wonders, the key of deliverance. Praise the Lord. And that is why Jesus, being the recipient of the key of the house of David, when he came, he introduced himself as the door. Not just the key, but the door. Not just the one who can use key to open the door, but the one who can remove the door out of the way. But the one who in himself is not just a component of the door that we call key. He himself is the door. If he likes, he open himself. If he likes, he carry the door and let there be opening for you to go. In the mighty name of Jesus, the one who has received the key of the house of David and who is laying it upon your own shoulder too. As from tonight, every door opens unto you on the own accord in the name of Jesus. Every door that you knock, as from tonight, they open unto you on their own accord in the name of Jesus. Tonight, we want to pray using the key of the house of David. And there are five things I have written down. Six areas I have written down that as we rise up on our feet tonight, we are going to call upon God who laid the key of the house of David upon Jesus, and who by extension is giving us that key tonight. We are going to call upon him to make that key in our hands to open certain doors. I want to rise up on your feet. You are not a man, oh. You are not a man, oh. You are the God that opened doors. No man can shut. You are not a man, oh. You are not a man, oh. You are the God of everything. No one like you. No one like you, Jesus. No one like you. No one like you, Savior. No one like you. No one like you, Aladewura. No one like you, Master. You are the God of everything. No one like you. The key of the house of David is the key that opened the gate of nations. That's why tonight I want to cry unto the Lord. Father, release unto me the key that opened the gate of nations and cities. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, the owner of the key of the house of David. Release unto me the key that opened the gates of nations and cities. In the name of Jesus. Lesoto calibrania kata rapocotoria mazila hakia polia recoprenia mazila eliato rebekeli bariatelia ekerua paliga ezadeke libra ekeria balikotoria balitenia mosopra rekapaladayaba Errabalagaraya Rapakuria Paligede Rekelebredo Zoli Brenia Baliketeria Mazila Erepozura Balia Eko Prekele Beruatelia Barikato Zeliakata Rebrande Kelia Rebalukea Palia Hazalia Poria Paliketeliata. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. You know, the God that is giving you the key of the house of David is the one who said in Zechariah 1:17, listen to what he said. He said, cry yet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, my cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad. And the Lord yet shall yet comfort Zion and shall yet choose Jerusalem. How does God make the cities to be spread out through prosperity? How does God do it? God can decide to divinely reposition people from city to city, from nations to nations, in order to spread his agenda of prosperity over the gospel and over the lives of people. Tonight, I want to pray that first prayer again. Father, give me the key that open the gate of cities and nations. Makalia toperia paligosdura manakiata. Kekeperu atalia balakatakia pore. Ezoke preke libra. Repa kuria manea tekote rumo koporia paliatana. Ezoke lebrendegedi. Rekoporia baliatania pozura. Erabaliga diaporia manakata. Rekapo ezalia. Erabolonoboriatana. Lekeria paka, likoporia, lezua tekia, erabalika, harebologorogudu, reketelia balika tea niamo, sombrekeliata. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. Tonight I want to believe God that the key of the house of David is the key that open the door of companies and institutions. That's why I want to pray tonight. If you have been knocking certain kind of doors, maybe to get contracts from one place or the other, or to secure a job in a particular place, and that place has a name, then you have a reason to ask God to give you the key that open that particular place. Because the key of the house of David opened doors. Tonight, I want to cry unto God. Father, the key that unlocks all kind of doors of opportunities. Father, release unto me. Makarua pelikataya. I need somebody to pray that prayer. Likoporia balatia toperiata. Ezopre keliba. Ratope rukeliaba. The key that unlocks the doors of career breakthroughs, of destiny breakthroughs, of entrance into institutions where the Lord has kept your treasures. That key is released tonight in the name of Jesus. Rebelo preto paria managada. Rekuate. Lekeliapo. Rekopa. Riate keliabo sombregedia. Ekeri. Eperuate. Ke preto paria maniakata. Makalibrondia paya. Helegedeberegedeberi. Zekepronia paka. Eluria pekuate mosopretelia. Leka pala balagada. Rekwa pelia tane mozupa ratia tania. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are prayed. How does God open the gate of institutions? In every institution, there are gatekeepers. There are those that people don't come in there except through them. There are those that if somebody is going to be employed anywhere, if somebody is going to enter into that place and begin to do business with them, it must pass through them. And such people can sit in the position of bosses in institutions, and you can call them kings in their own right. In Proverbs 21, verse 1, God makes you and I to understand that the heart of every king is in his hand. And he can turn in any direction that he so wishes. That's why tonight I want to pray. Father, any king reigning anywhere that you have ordained to be my destiny helper, Father, the key that unlocks their heart for favor, give unto me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Lezuria poke le predeke apana. Liromo ke predege di apaya. Hela baragadaya. Pariato. Leke preko pariata nia. Father, the key that unlocked the heart of kings and queens. Release unto me in the name of Jesus. Erabokoria paliatana masha. Keliako kara hasia tekel. Ezoria po repelege de boregodugadu. Maliata por rabasha. E cabronia balita sataya. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The key of the house of David is the key that opened the access door to hidden treasures. If you don't believe, read Isaiah 45 from verse 1 to 4. The key of the house of David is the key that opened the doors to where treasures are hidden. Tonight, I want to pray. Father, give me the key that unlock hidden treasures. Father, give me the key that unlock the doors of hidden treasures. Father, give me the key that unlock the doors of hidden treasures. Father, give me the key that unlock the doors of hidden treasures. Eraba lukuria pakia tanama. Lezuria poke lebrendeke ataluka parataya. Rebalo zendegi. Ria pakwa telebi. Rekwa telebrenia takwa. Azora. Leperia. Ezalia. Erabokotiata. Ekekura bashanana. Lekwa peruke poria. Rekeke. Azoke libra no paria telia kataya. Makalebrundia paya. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. The key of the house of David is the key that opened the womb of any woman that is looking for babies. The key of the house of David is the key that unlocks wombs. Is the key that opened the womb of Sarah. Is the key that opened the womb of Hannah. Is the key that can open unto you the womb of destiny transforming ideas. Is the key that can unlock access to deep mysteries about that which you can know and do. And once you know and do, your story will never remain the same again. Tonight, I want you to pray to God. Father, give me the key that unlock wombs. Wombs of destiny fulfill, destiny enabling mysteries. Womb of conception. Womb of conception of great and ideas. Lekaki robokia taru. Oziate kurima palia. Talibo ropushata. Ela prokia palibada. Father, I agree together with every one of your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, Legiria Pakura, Akata Libre Ndokozia Talia. Every womb that is short, Ekoria Pake Libra Ndopalia Taya, be opened in the name of Jesus. Leketozia Palia, Haraba Lote Kelebre Ndegelia Toza, Rezata Libra Ndagayaba. Male godoboro godozi. Elegerebere godoboroto. Le prende qua palia telebraro a kepaya. Zegaliko. Ezolia paliata. Le pretelia bashat. Zekuria pakia topara mashata. Elide beria toka. Limbre to pretelia kata. Remo sombre keke. Ezulibre keria palika deropo jila. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. And lastly, tonight, the key of the house of David that God is giving you is the key that opens all doors. Is the master key that opens all doors. How do I know? Acts chapter 16, if you read from verse 25, that word. Paul and Silas were in prison. They didn't do anything wrong, but the enemy arrested them for conducting deliverance for a girl that was possessed with the spirit of divination and kept them in prison. And they needed a way of escape out of the prison life. And at midnight they prayed and sang. And God came down into the prison. The giver of the key of David himself, he came. And all doors of the prison obeyed him. All doors opened. Not one door. That's why tonight, I want to ask God tonight, every form of doors that must be opened unto me for my life not to remain the same again. Father, you are the owner of the key of the house of David. Father, open all doors unto me in the name of Jesus. Let all my doors be open on the own accord. All doors, hear ye the word of the Lord. Open unto me in the name of Jesus. Every door that the powers of darkness have shut, hear the word of the Lord. After the order of all the doors in the prison where they kept Paul and Silas, open in the name of Jesus. Marabakala broto pariata. Lekaru esakia paliata yaba. Every shut doors, hear the word of the Lord. Be opened in the name of Jesus. Somebody decree tonight. Decree tonight. It is written in Job 22 verse 28. Thou shalt decree a thing and it shall be established unto thee. Tonight I join my faith with your faith. And I decree that all doors that must be opened for you to get to your place of destiny, for you to enter into your promised land, for you to possess the gates of your enemies, for you to get to where God has ordained you to get to, I command them to open in the name of Jesus. Makalia poribusha. Liporia paya. Herabalo karia palada. Palekoporia telebos ke pretelia kata. Makalia borotos gigaba. Le rebos re repokolia bashata. Command those doors to open. 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 I command every gate of nations and cities that your destiny is tied to, I command them to open for you in the name of Jesus. The gate of the heart of every destiny helpers waiting for you anywhere, whether you have met them or you are going to meet them soon. The gate of the heart of your destiny helpers, the key that opened it to receive in the name of Jesus. Malopa shalaba. Elegede bretosa. Le kapale ato pretelia. Kerapa karuata. Receive the key that opened the gates of the heart of man. Receive the key that opened the gate of institutions. Maroba shalada. Receive the key that opened the gate of all doors. As from today, every shut doors, hear the word of the Lord, open in the name of Jesus. Powers behind closed doors, hear the word of the Lord. Be paralyzed to your roots in the name of Jesus. Every powers struggling with you at the entrance of your to be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. Holy Father, all glory and honor be unto your name. Mighty name we are prayed. Tonight, maybe there are certain kind of keys that I have not mentioned that you are believing God for. I want to begin to speak to God concerning it right now. Maybe there is a mystery you want to unlock, and you want God to give you that unlock such mystery. Maybe there are certain kind of doors that are peculiar to you that must be opened. Tonight I want to speak to them and trust God that they will open. Kalibosh kataya. Kelebarado shalabarataya. Lezilia ke palo pariata. Ezale prende porika paliataya. Zegedelia kora baka librendegedia. Erabolo talia kamasandaya. Lekiata kuria palitelia bashataya. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Lion of the tribe of Judah, of David. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we bless your holy name. Be thou exalted. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed.